From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. House lawmakers are moving closer to a final vote on a bill that would overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us live. And Andrea, House members, they've been clearing away for a final vote tonight.
Yes, they have. They have voted on amendments that would exclude abortion coverage. That did pass the House of Representatives. That split the Democratic caucus somewhat and garnered a lot of support from Republicans. It does appear right now that Democrats have the votes to pass the House Democrat plan, though, of course, we need to see in the next few minutes whether or not that vote passes. Democratic leader Speaker Nancy Pelosi vowed that this bill would pass throughout the day, and if it does, it will be the farthest any health care overhaul legislation has gotten in the legislative process in a 100-year attempt to pass overhaul of the nation's health care system.
Now, it is correct to say that the Senate still must act before Congress can give final approval.
Oh, yes, sir. The Senate must act, and the House and Senate must reconcile their two versions of the bill, and then it will come back to both floors and be voted on again before the thing can even be sent to the president, if it in fact gets that far.
All right, NPR's Andrea Seabrook, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Officials have given an update on the condition of the Army major suspected in Thursday's shooting rampage at Fort Hood that killed 13 people and wounded 29 others.
The suspect, Major Hassan, remains hospitalized at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where we understand he remains in ICU and is no longer on a ventilator.
That's Fort Hood's deputy commander, Colonel John Rossi. He's not sure if Major Nadal Hassan is able to communicate yet. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has said Russia could back sanctions against Iran if it fails to take a constructive stance in international talks over its nuclear program. His comments, released by the Kremlin, contrast sharply with those of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who has warned the threat of sanctions could derail progress. NPR's Ann Garrels has more.
While President Medvedev indicated he's not enthusiastic about sanctions, he said everything is theoretically possible. He said Iran must abide by the existing rules and not try to hide some facilities. Despite apparent differences on this issue, Medvedev said don't look for a breach between him and Prime Minister Putin. He said predictions we will have a falling out so far have failed to materialize. But that doesn't stop Kremlin watchers finding clear distinctions between the two men leading Russia. Medvedev of late has issued a series of comments criticizing corruption, excessive state control, and the lack of democracy, all of which would appear to be an indirect criticism of the Russia Putin sponsored during his 8 years as president. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News. Finance officials from industrial and developing countries are pledging to maintain emergency spending programs until an economic recovery is assured. The group of 20 nations issued a statement after talks in Scotland today describing the global recovery as uneven and dependent on policy support. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that the latest U.S. unemployment numbers show it's still a very tough economic environment and that an abrupt halt to stimulus programs would weaken the economy. Police in Seattle say they found bomb-making materials in the apartment of a suspected cop killer. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Seattle police have been hunting all week for the person who shot two officers on Halloween night, killing one of them. Now they think they have him, 41-year-old Chris Monford. Acting on a tip, investigators confronted him outside his apartment on Friday afternoon. They say they shot and wounded him when he pulled a gun. Assistant Police Chief Jim Pugel says investigators found more guns and bomb-making materials inside the suspect's apartment.
This man, from everything that we can tell, appears to be a lone domestic terrorist.
Investigators believe Monford is also linked to the firebombing of several police cars parked in a maintenance yard on October 22nd. Flyers protesting police violence were found at the scene. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Ceremonies in two states Saturday recalled September 11th. The USS New York was commissioned at a pier in Manhattan. It's an amphibious assault ship built with steel from the rubble of the World Trade Center. In western Pennsylvania, ground was broken for a memorial marking the crash site of United Flight 93. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.